Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision funding scheme.
It's Brain Blaster 2021, and here is your host, Linda O'Connell.
You're very welcome to Brain Blaster 2021, a 16-part series which sees six local primary schools go head-to-head in the hope of becoming the 2021 CRY 104FM Brain Blaster Champion. The quiz consists of seven rounds of questions covering the following topics: general knowledge, maths, history and geography, audio, spelling and sport. And new to Brain Blaster this year, a teacher's round. Each team will consist of four students from the senior cycle who will work together as a team to gain as many points as they can against the other schools. At the end of the elimination rounds, two schools with the highest points will go head-to-head to see who will become not only the Brain Blaster champion, but also who will win their school €500. Now over to Misinformation, who will tell us who today's teams are.
Thank you, Linda. Our two teams today are Bunscalwira versus Park National School. And on the Bunscal team, we have Dominique Tylock, Adam Hayes, Katrina Daly and Lauren Keating. And on the Park team, we have Cottle Murphy, Cuiva Brennan, Keelan Walsh and James Chidlow. Good luck, boys and girls.
Now it's time for the General Knowledge Round.
Our first round is the general knowledge round. Each member of the team will be asked an individual question worth 2 points. If the student is unsure of the answer, they may confer with their teammates and get 1 point for a correct answer. So let's start our general knowledge round, and we go to Bunscalwira. And I'll start with you, Dominica. What did King Arthur famously pull out of a stone?
Confer.
Yep,
I think it's a sword.
Yeah. A sword.
Correct. 1 point. Adam, what was Shakespeare's first name?
William.
Correct. 2 points. Katrina, the Easter Rising took place in what year in Ireland?
1916.
Correct. 2 points. And Lauren, what famous book is held in Trinity College, Dublin?
Can I confer?
You can.
Book of Kells.
The Book of Kells.
Correct. 1 point. Go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, Cottle. Which organ pumps blood around the body? Is it the heart or the lungs?
The heart.
Correct. 2 points. Cuiva, how many days are there in September?
30.
Correct. 2 points. Keelan, in the film Stuart Little, what type of animal is Stuart?
A mouse.
Correct. 2 points. And James, what word can go before ache, paste and brush to make three other words? So I'll say that again. What word can go before ache, paste and brush to make three other words?
Tooth.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. A full 8 points at the end of that round.
Time for a fun fact.
Invisibility is the only word in the English language which has one vowel that occurs 5 times.
Up next is the maths round.
Now we go to our maths round, and I'll start with you, Bunscalwira, and we go to Dominica. What is 120 divided by 10?
12.
Correct. 2 points. Adam, what is 5 multiplied by 9 and then add 17? So I'll repeat that. What is 5 multiplied by 9 and then add 17?
62.
Correct. 2 points. Katrina, what is the square root of 81?
Can I confirm, please?
You can.
9.
Correct. 1 point. And Lauren, if a rectangle has a length of 8 centimetres and a width of 4 centimetres, what is its area?
Can you repeat the question?
I can. If a rectangle has a length of 8 centimetres and a width of 4 centimetres, what is its area?
32.
Correct. 2 points. And we go to Park National School, and we'll start with you, Cahill. How many six packs of cola would you need to buy to have 54 cans in total?
9.
Correct. 2 points. Quiva, how many days are there in 20 weeks?
140.
Correct. 2 points. Keelan, how fast is a car travelling if it goes 200 miles in 4 hours?
50 miles an hour.
Correct. 2 points. And James, if a petrol tank holds 40 litres and has 15 litres in it already, how much do you need to put into it to fill it up? Say that again. If a petrol tank holds 40 litres and it already has 15 litres in it, how many litres are needed to fill it up?
25.
Correct. 2 points. And once again, a full 8 points for that round. So, misinformation, at the end of round two, what are the scores?
At the end of round two, the scores are Bunskull 13 and Park are 16.
Up next is the history or geography round.
We go to round three and Bunskull Wirra. And I'll start with you, Dominica. In what country is the Taj Mahal?
India.
Correct. 2 points. Adam, what is the largest county in Ireland?
Cork.
Correct. Katrina, who was the first president of Ireland?
Can I confirm, please?
You can.
I have to stop back in bed. Deirdre, have you got any idea? Good. I think it's Cahill Brua.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is Douglas Hyde. Lauren, who wrote a famous diary while hiding from the Nazis in Amsterdam?
Can you repeat the question?
I can. Who wrote a famous diary while hiding from the Nazis in Amsterdam?
Can I confirm?
You can.
Anne Frank.
Correct. 1 point. Well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 5 points. Park National School, and I'll start with you, Cahill. In which country does the River Nile meet the sea?
Egypt.
Correct. 2 points. Quiva, the Big Apple is the nickname for which city?
New York.
Correct. 2 points. Keelan, in which year did the Titanic sink?
1912.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, James. Who was the first person on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. Another 8 points for that round. So at the end of the history and geography round, misinformation, what are the latest scores?
Well, at the end of round three, the scores are Bunskull are 18 and Park are 24. It's time to put your listening ears on now. It's the music round.
And now it's time for the music round.
It's time for our audio round. In this team round, each team will hear clips of 4 songs. They will get 1 point for the song and 1 point for the artist, meaning there is 8 points up for grabs. So Bunskull Wirra, here is your medley of songs.
I was a liar, I gave into the fire. I know I should have fought it, at least I'm being honest. Feel like a failure, cause I know that I failed you. I should have done you better, cause you don't. So much space.
just knew too much.
Show me a piece of your heart, a piece of your love. I'm calling you up to getting down, down, down. The way that we touch is never enough. I'm turning you up to getting down, down. Show me a piece of your heart, a piece of your love. I'm calling you up to getting down, down.
Stop you crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes.
So I'm looking for the name of the artist and the name of the song, and I go to you, Lauren.
One Last Chance, Ariana Grande.
Correct. 2 points.
We didn't get anything for that one.
No problem. The name of the artist is Gnarls Barkley and the name of the song is Crazy.
We didn't get the name of the song, but we got Joel Corey.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The name of the artist is Medusa and the name of the song is Piece of Your Heart.
And we got Falling Harry Styles.
Harry Styles is correct. And what did you say the name of the song was?
Falling.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. The name of the song is Sign of the Times. So that's 1 point for that. So well done, you scored 3 points at the end of that round. Park National School, we'll go to you first. And here is your medley of songs.
Better days are coming, if no one told you. I hate to hear you crying over the phone, dear. For 7 years running, you've been a soldier. But better days are coming, better days are coming for you. So when the night feels like forever, I remember what you said to me. I know you've been hurting.
There was this boy that I knew. He made me feel like a woman. We were young and silly fools. Anyway, he was in the band. Wrote love songs about me. I wasn't crazy about the words, but the melodies were sweet. When someone like do 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 do.
Close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own.
So I need the name of the artist and the name of the song, and I'll go to you, Cuiva.
The first one is Better Days by Dermot Kennedy.
Correct. 2 points.
The second song is Heart by Ariana Grande.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The name of the song is Sweet Melody and the band is Little Mix.
A Million Dreams, Pink.
Correct. 2 points. And the last one?
And the last one is Rasputini by Bommy M.
Correct. 2 points. So well done. 6 points at the end of that round. So at the end of that round, misinformation, what are the scores?
Well, Linda, at the end of the music round, Bunskull are 21 and Park are 30.
Up next, the spelling round.
On to round five and our only individual round. There is no conferring in this round. Each student gets two words to spell and will receive 1 point for each correct spelling. There are a total of 8 points up for grabs in this round. We go to Bunscoil Mhuire and we'll start with you, Dominica. Spell length.
L-E-N-G-T-H.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is famous.
F-A-M-O-U-S.
Correct. 1 point. Adam, your first word is decide.
D-E-C-I-D-E.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is jealous.
J-E-A-L-O-U-S.
Correct. 1 point. Katrina, your first word is treatment.
T-R-E-A-T-M-E-N-T.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is proceed.
Can you repeat?
I can. Your second word is proceed.
P-R-O-C-E-D-E.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's P-R-O-C-E-E-D. Lauren, your first word is construct.
C-O-N-S-T-R-U-C-T.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is medical.
M-E-D-I-C-A-L.
Correct. 1 point. And we'll go to Park National School and I'll start with you, Cahill. Your first word is channel.
C-H-A-N-N-E-L.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is produce.
P-R-O-D-U-C-E.
Correct. 1 point. Quiva, your first word is helmet.
H-E-L-M-E-T.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is eager.
Can you please repeat that?
Yeah. Your second word is eager.
E-A-G-E-R.
Correct. 1 point. Keelan, your first word is confirm.
C-O-N-F-I-R-M.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is tried.
T-R-I-E-D.
Correct. 1 point. James, your first word is windy.
W-I-N-D-Y.
Correct. 1 point. And your second word is since.
S-I-N-C-E.
Correct. Full 8 points for that round. Well, Miss Information, what are the scores as we head into the sports round?
At the end of that round, Linda, Bunscoil are 28 and Park National School are 38.
Here's another fun fact.
Clouds look white because they are reflecting sunlight from above them.
Up next, a sports round.
This is the final round that students will compete in, our sports round. Again, there will be 2 points for a correct individual answer and 1 point for a correct answer if the student confers. And we'll go to Bunscoil Mhuire. I'll go to you, Dominica. What is a person who carries a golfer's clubs in a competition called?
Could you please repeat the question?
I can. What is a person who carries a golfer's clubs in a competition called?
Could I confer?
You can.
Again, this is another one I haven't actually heard. Either of you? For some reason, I'm not certain what a carrier is going to be. I'm probably not, but I'm going to just say that.
I'll try. Carrier?
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is a caddy. Adam, I'll go to you. How many teams are there in the English Premier League? 20 or 21?
20.
That's correct. 2 points. Katrina, Andy Murray is a champion in which sport?
Can I confer?
You can.
Tennis.
Tennis.
Correct. 1 point. And Lauren, how many points do you score for potting the blue ball in snooker? 5 or 6?
Can I confer?
You can.
50% chance to say one or the other.
Five.
Correct. 1 point. And we go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, Cathal. In what sport do Keith Earls and Connor Murray play?
Confer.
Yep.
Rugby.
Correct. 1 point. Caoimhe, what does WWE stand for?
Confer.
Yep.
I don't know.
The correct answer is Worldwide Entertainment. Keelan, what sport does Conor McGregor compete in?
Boxing.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's mixed martial arts or UFC, I would have taken. And finally to you, James, Katie Taylor is famous in what sport?
Boxing.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. 3 points at the end of that round. So as we go into the teachers' round misinformation, what's the latest on the scores?
Well, Linda, at the end of that round, it's Bunskull 32 and Park 41.
Now it's time for the one and only teachers' round.
It's time for our final round. The students have done an incredible job so far, and now it's time for their teachers to step up to the plate. This is round 7, the teachers' round. Each teacher will be asked 6 questions based on the topics which the students have covered: general knowledge, maths, history or geography, music, spelling and sport. Each correct answer is worth 2 points and there will be no conferring in this round. Representing Bunskull Wirra is Mr. White. Mr. White, are you ready?
Yep.
General knowledge. Where in the world is Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa exhibited?
The Louvre in Paris.
Correct. 2 points. Maths. What is 13 multiplied by 14?
142.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's 182. Geography. In which country would you find Transylvania?
Romania.
Correct. 2 points. Music. Rock star David Evans is better known by what name?
The Edge.
Correct. 2 points. Spelling. Spell liaison.
L-I-A-I-S-O-N.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to sports. In which sport is 180 deemed a perfect score?
Darts.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 10 points. And we go to Park National School. And representing Park is Miss O'Grady. And Miss O'Grady, are you ready?
I'm ready.
First question, general knowledge. EastEnders began broadcasting on BBC One in which year? Was it 1985 or 1986?
1985.
Correct. 2 points. Maths. What is 19 multiplied by 7?
133.
Correct.
Hey.
2 points. Third question, geography. What language is spoken in Brazil?
Portuguese.
Correct.
Yeah.
2 points. Music. What is rapper P. Diddy's real name?
I do not know my rapping. I'm sorry, I do not know.
The correct answer is Sean Combs.
No, would not have known that.
Spelling. Spell quarrelling.
I'm going to go with Q-U-A-R-R-E-L-L-I-N-G.
Correct. 2 points. And your final question, sport. In what year were the Olympics held in London?
I think it's 2012.
Correct. Yeah. 2 points. Well done. 10 points at the end of that round. So that completes our Brain Blaster matchup between Bunskull and Park. Misinformation, what were the final scores?
The final scores, Linda, are Bunskull Wirra are 42 and Park National School 51.
So it's a congratulations to Park National School and a well done to our runners-up, Bunskull Wirra. Stay tuned for more great Brain Blaster matchups as we continue our journey to find our 2021 Brain Blaster champion.
Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.